Secretary of Police call the roll? Will the police vote show the president?
Close the roll.
The roll shows 20 senators present this morning.
May we stand in prayer?
O thou forgiving God, these servants are turning to thy kingdom and seeking thy grace and bounty. O God, make their hearts good and pure in order that they may become worthy of thy love. Purify and sanctify the spirit that the light of the Sun of Reality may shine through them. Purify and sanctify the eyes that they may perceive thy light. Purify and sanctify the ears in order that they may hear the call of thy kingdom. O Lord, verily we are weak, but thou art mighty. Verily we are poor, but thou art rich. And we are seekers, and thou art the one sought. O Lord, have compassion upon us, and forgive us. Bestow upon us capacity and readiness in order that we may be responsive to thy favors, attracted to thy kingdom, enkindled with the fire of thy love, and resuscitated to the breath of thy Holy Spirit in this radiant century. Thou art powerful, thou art almighty, thou art merciful, and thou art most generous.
Secretary, please certify as correctness of Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 136th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 49.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Unanimous consent that the journal for the 136th day and Senate Supplement Number 49 be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are the messages from the Governor?
Message of May 26. Dear Mr. President, please add to your list of Alaskans to be confirmed for appointment to boards and commissions the following: to the Judicial Council, Mary Jane Fate of Fairbanks.
Judiciary, to review it. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Eliason.
Mr. President, I have two guests here from Petersburg this morning. This is Patty Norheim, who's on the Petersburg School Board, and the principal of Petersburg High School, Sid Wright. And with them is Lisa Watt from the Southeast Resource Center.
Good to see you again, Sid. Are the messages from the House?
Message of 827. The House has passed the following return, Senate Joint Resolution Number 17 amended, relating to the operation and staffing of a weather station by the National Weather Service at Unalakleet. This has been sent to enrolling. Message of May 27. The House has passed Senate Concurrent 6, construction of a deep water port facility in Nome, with the following amendment: Senate Concurrent Resolution 6, amended House, same title, and transmitting for consideration. The amendment is on your desk.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Joint Resolution 6.
Question.
I'm sorry, Senate Concurrent Resolution 6.
The question is, shall the Senate concur the House amendments to Senate Concurrent Resolution 6? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall the Senate concur? Proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
The Senate has concurred in the House amendments.
Message of May 27. The House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 37, Resources, Construction of the Bradley Lake Hydroelectric Project, with the following amendment. On page 1, line 12, delete power authority, insert state legislature, and transmitting Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 37, Resources, amended House, for consideration.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move the Senate concur with Senate Joint Resolution 37 and request the body to vote yea.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Joint Resolution 37? Ready for the question? You may proceed to vote. The Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
The Senate has concurred in the amendments. The further items from the House?
Message of May 27, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution number 38, by all members of the House, relating to End Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Month.
Rules Committee.
House Bill number 548 amended by Representative Malone, an act providing for legal services in civil cases for persons who are financially unable to obtain legal counsel.
Judiciary Finance.
House Bill number 579, effective date failed by the Transportation Committee, an act relating to the name of the highway between Skagway and Whitehorse.
Transportation Committee.
Those are the communications from the House today.
Do we have any other communications?
We have no communications.
Reports to Standing Committee.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 318, establishing a state training and employment program, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute, a new title. Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, and Senator Fahrenkamp signed do pass. Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation. Senate Bill 318 has a further referral to finance. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 552, Employment Practices and Working Conditions, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute. Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, and Senator Ziegler and Fahrenkamp signed do pass. SB 552 has a further referral to finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered House Bill number 92, relating to library assistance grants, and recommends do pass. Signed Senator Parr, Chairman, concurring Senators Stimson, Fisher, and Kelly. House Bill 92 has a further referral to finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 176, Hess, amended, temporary relief assistance, and majority recommends do pass. Signed Senator Parr, Chairman, concurring Senators Fisher and Stimson. Senator Kelly signed do not pass unless amended. House Bill 176 has a further referral to finance. The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 262, finance amended, establishing a Fishery Industrial Technology Center as part of the University of Alaska, and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate committee substitute and do pass. Signed Senator Dank as co-chairman, concurring Senators Stimson, Strzelczewski, Eliason, and Ferguson. House Bill 262 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered House Bill number 263, making an appropriation to the University of Alaska for the Fishery Industrial Technology Center, and recommends do pass with amendments. Signed Senator Dankworth, co-chairman, concurring. Senator Stimson, Strzelczewski, Eliason, and Ferguson. HB 263 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 274, Labor and Commerce, Electrical Codes, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed Senator Mulcahy, chairman, concurring Senators Fahrenkamp and Ziegler. HB 274 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered House Bill number 314 amended, Employment of Children, and recommends do pass. Signed Senator Mulcahy, chairman, concurring Senators Fahrenkamp and Ziegler. House Bill 314 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered House Bill number 177 amended, making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facility for resurfacing of highway from Yukon River to the Arctic Ocean, and recommends calendaring with an amendment. Signed Senator Kelly, chairman, concurring Senators Dankworth, Ferguson, and Ziegler. This does appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered CSHB 158 Jude, State Regulation of Fireworks, and recommends calendaring May 28th. Signed Senator Kelly, chairman, concurring Senators Dankworth, Ferguson, and Ziegler. This does appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
Resolutions for introduction.
Senate Joint Resolution number 48 by the Resources Committee, relating to the implementation of the Surface Mining and Reclamation Control Act by the Secretary of the Interior.
Resources.
That is the only resolution.
Are the bills for first reading referenced?
Senate Bill number 580 by Senator Fahrenkamp, an act relating to the prevention and treatment of drug abuse.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
That is the only bill.
Takes us to the daily calendar. First item on the daily calendar, House Bill 158.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 158, Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to state regulation of fireworks and providing for an effective date. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Gilman, Chairman, signed no recommendation. Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation. Senator Sturgiluski signed do pass. Senator Coletta signed do not pass. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Rohde, Chairman, and Senator Parr signed do pass. Senator Ray signed do not pass. There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments. Senator Rohde.
I'd move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 158 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 158, Judiciary, an act relating to state regulation of fireworks and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 158 is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Ziegler, you have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, if Senator Rohde has no objections, I'd like to put a question through the chair to him. And his recollection serves me. This bill or a similar bill was vetoed by the governor in the last year or two. And if that is the case, how then does this bill before us differ from the one which was vetoed? If there are any differences.
Senator Rohde, do you wish to respond?
Yes, I do, Mr. President.
The good senator from Ketchikan is, of course, quite correct. This bill is an old friend. It's been around for several sessions, and recollection serves me that the governor did veto this. I don't know the grounds for that veto. It's not a piece of legislation that I have sponsored or one that I have carried on the floor. I'll be happy to explain it, but the bill is self-explanatory. It has been before us before, and essentially it changes I suppose the most important aspect of the bill is that it ends the requirement that the state governmental subdivision and the state of Alaska be carried on all liability policies. It's a question some individuals feel strongly about, that it's an unnecessary intrusion of government.
Is there further debate? Question?
Mr. President.
Senator Bradley?
I happen to know the individual who desires this, and it's true, it's been up for three times that I can remember, and never has made it all the way except once, and that was vetoed. But this is an individual who wants this, that puts on the 4th of July display in Anchorage every year, and the only one that has the expertise to do it. And that's the only thing good I can say about it. If you want the display each 4th of July, this individual is getting away, he just can't afford it to bear the expense any longer. So take that for whatever it's worth.
Ready for the question? Senator Gilman, you have
Mr.
the
President, I wasn't going to make any remarks about this bill. I'm just going to vote no. But this bill would make it very much easier for people to get into a wholesaler in the state. There are some communities, mine is one, where the governing body has not elected to ban the sale of fireworks. We happen to be surrounded by communities that have banned the sale of fireworks. And if anybody has ever driven close to the 4th of July on the Kenai Peninsula, they would wonder why we would be making it easier to sell fireworks. I would urge the body to vote no on this bill.
The question is, shall House Bill 158 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 11 yeas, 9 nays.
House Bill 158 has passed the Senate. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause on House Bill 158.
Question is, shall the effective date clause pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Has every member voted? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Effective date clause has been adopted. The next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 177. Secretary, read the bill.
House Bill number 177, amended by Representatives Smith, Rogers, Brown, Barnes, Bettesworth, Fanning, and Randolph. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the resurfacing of the highway from the Yukon River to the Arctic Ocean and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
Yes, there is an amendment number one by Senate Rules. Page 1, line 25. After the word fund, delete June, insert September.
Do we not have a committee substitute, or is this bill the one before us?
Yes, we haven't read this committee substitute. I should go back and read the committee reports. The Transportation Committee considered this bill and reports it back with the majority, no recommendation. Senator Ray, chairman, signed do pass. Senator Dankford signed do pass. Senator Sackett, Senator Gilman signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title and do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Stimson, Sturgiluski, Eliason, and Dankworth. Senator Sackett and Senator Ferguson signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends an amendment to the Senate Committee substitute. There is a Senate Committee substitute.
Mr. Finance Chairman.
Move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute.
Without objection, the substitute's been adopted. Secretary, read the substitute bill.
Move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the amendment.
Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 177, financed by the Finance Committee, an act making appropriations to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for costs related to the James Dalton Highway and for improvements at the Petersburg Airport and providing for an effective date. Then there is the amendment number one by Rules.
Do you wish it at ease, or do you wish to move?
Please.
We'll be at ease. Will the Senate please come to order? Madam Secretary, the Senate has adopted the committee substitute. There is a proposed amendment before us to that committee substitute, the Rules Committee amendment, as I understand it. Is that correct? Does every member have it, or do you wish to read it?
On page 1, line 25, after the word fund, delete June, insert September.
I move for the amendment and ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, the amendment is adopted.
There is an amendment number 2 by Senator Ray, beginning on page 1, line 22, with the new section 4. This has been distributed.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 177 be held over in second reading until tomorrow's calendar.
Without objection, so ordered.
Point of order.
The point of order?
Was there an amendment read?
Amendment was read but not moved.
Well, is it proper then for the... I don't know myself, and I'm just asking, is it proper to hold it before the motion is, or the amendment is moved? I don't know.
Yes, because we didn't have anything before us, sir. We had no motion before us. The amendment was read, but not moved.
All right. I was trying to move it.
I apologize. Next item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 331.
Senate Bill number 331, an act relating to the disqualification, suspension, removal, retirement, and censure of judges and implementing Article 4, Section 10 of the State Constitution is in third reading on reconsideration.
Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I would move and ask you unanimous consent that we return to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment.
Without objection, so ordered. Will the Secretary read the amendment?
Amendment number 2 by Senators Ray and Rohde on page 3, line 19, add a new section to read, Section 5, AS 223080 is amended by adding a new paragraph to read, Subsection 3. Intemperance includes, but is not limited to, excessive use of alcoholic beverages or the unlawful use of a drug prohibited under AS 1710 or AS 1712.
Under Rohde, you wish to move the amendment?
I move the amendment.
President.
Object.
Objections noted. You have the floor.
The purpose of question on the amendment. Does 1710, I don't have my statute with me, perhaps Senator Rohde through the chair would answer this. 1710 or 1712, does that include marijuana?
Senator Rohde?
Without looking at the statute, I could tell the, if we stand at ease, we can take a look at the statute very quickly.
We'll stand at ease.
Thank you.
Back to order, Senator Dankworth.
Mr. President, I remove my objection. I think it's our understanding that that would include marijuana as it pertains to any other citizen.
Objections has been removed. Motion has been placed. Unanimous consent was asked. Without further objection, amendment is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President,
I ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 331 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Without objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 331 amended, an act relating to disqualification, suspension, removal, retirement, and censure of judges, and implementing Article 4, Section 10 of the State Constitution on reconsideration.
It's up before you for discussion and debate. Ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Bill 331 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Senate Bill 331 is amended, has passed the Senate. There's a citation calendar. Please proceed.
Citation honoring Brenda Hewitt Wilcox by Senators Fahrenkamp and Bennett.
Senator Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be adopted.
Citation calendar has been adopted without objection. There are items under unfinished business. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, I would like to serve notice of reconsideration on committee substitute for House Bill 158.
Reconsideration has been noted. Are there items under special orders? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, we've referred to unfinished business.
Without objection.
We received a note from the House that the joint meeting should be at 1 o'clock in an effort to accommodate schedules on both sides. So I would move and ask unanimous consent that the...
Senator Rohde, let's wait till tomorrow for that message to send back to the House. There's been some communication about that.
Fine.
Thank you.
I withdraw my motion and provide that notice to the members of the Senate.
I apologize for not getting you that communication back. Under special orders... Are there announcements of committee meetings? Senator Fisher.
Mr. Chairman, State Affairs will meet at 1:30 in Barron's on House Bill 508, requiring employment notes in the legislative process. House Joint Resolution 46 on reduction cost of living allowance paid to federal employees in Alaska. House Bill 348, appropriation to public safety for avalanche warning system.
I might say that I appreciate the Senate Chairman holding and starting to work on House bills. I hope the House is doing the same. We're acting in good faith at this moment, but we'll be negotiating the next today and tomorrow and so on. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, the Community and Regional Affairs Committee will meet in joint session with the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee in a teleconference on Senate Bill 180 and House Bill 170 relating to municipal code. This will be 1:30 in the first floor of the Barron's building today.
Thank you. Resources, Chairperson.
Mr. President, the Senate Resources will meet Friday in Belts. 1:30 bills before us will be Senate Bill 145, an act providing for free residential hunting and sport fishing license for disabled veterans. Senate Bill 573, an act regulating the sale and labeling of honey. HJR 50, expressing the sense of the Alaska legislature that the state's coal resources be developed for sale and export, and SJR 48. There will also be confirmation hearings concerning Harry Sundberg and Vern Stark.
Thank you. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, I was in error. That meeting is at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
3 p.m. Finance Chairman.
Free Conference Committee on Committee Substitute for House Bill 50 will meet again at 1:15 this afternoon in the Governor's Conference Room, and again tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Senator Dankworth.
Finance meeting tomorrow at 8:30. Senate Bill 242, Act relating to the level of bond authorization for international airports. Senate Bill 343, Act relating to the source of the appropriation for improvements to the Fairbanks International Airport.
Further announcements, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray. Excuse me, Senator. Could the Senate please come to order?
Yeah.
Senator Rohde.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. Senator Ray was being irascible again.
Senator Dankworth apparently seeking the floor, Senator Rohde. Excuse me.
Well, only for the purpose under announcement that it was called to my attention that possibly some understood me to say Senate Bill 242, but it's Senate Bill 342 to clear that, and Senate Bill 343.
Senator Rohde, excuse me. Thank you.
One brief comment before we adjourn, Mr. President. I'd like to thank Senator Ziegler for coming up with the language on the judge's bill that was ideal language, I think, and showed very very keen legal acumen and good judgment on his part.
Just bring your kids eventually.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We're adjourned.